does go.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ,
Dubai Media City,
to the UAE. Chris Fade.
And this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh!
With the biggest stars.
Hi.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
You're kidding!
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hello there.
Good morning, Nala.
Morning.
Morning, morning. Did you just film me?
Yes.
Why?
I wanted to get you saying hello, Mom, hello, Dad.
Why?
I try to do things, you know.
No, I want to know why. Like, you're filming me without my consent, and I didn't know. You felt like you did it really secretly as well. You were like this.
Yeah, I was resting my elbow.
Okay. I guess I'll see that somewhere. I just don't know where it goes.
My personal collection of Chris Fade saying hello, Mom, hello, okay. Dad.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. That's how, right, how was your last 24 hours? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, no, ignore it. No. He's trying to do what I do. That's not right.
Do what?
That's my question. How was your last 24 hours? Why did you decide that you needed to do it?
Just moving it on.
Okay. Yeah. What is, you have a personal collection of me saying hello, Mum, hello, Dad?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay.
Just to, you know, sometimes when I'm
bored, miss me, you just go,
yeah,
and guess,
like,
hello,
oh,
Mum, hello,
Chris,
Dad.
It's great for vacation, you know, when we're apart for a few weeks.
Is it your ringtone?
No.
Okay. Remember when you could have ringtones?
Yeah, I know.
You used to choose it.
And you used
it?
To have like special ones for all your friends.
Man, they were I used to pay for it. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You used to pay like, you know, yeah, whatever, a dollar or something to, yeah, get the ringtone.
Yeah.
Or when people called you, instead of it going, brr, brr, it used to be like some song.
Yeah.
And it'd always be like the, you can get your full name from now.
Yeah.
All you have to do is dial hashtag 153792 and you too can sound cool like your friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
How was the last 24 hours, Freddie?
How was it?
How was your last 24 hours, Rossi?
Great, thanks, yeah, good. Well, apart from Liz wasn't well last yesterday, came home from school.
Oh no, is she okay?
Vomited.
Oh, why? Stay away from us. Sorry, guys, I just got the IT and engineer guys coming. Does anyone have a charger for an Apple Watch in the building? No, no one has that. I figured no one has it. Thanks, guys. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, thank you.
I do have one of those. In my bag.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Could I use it?
No.
Okay. Why was Liz vomiting?
I don't know. She had a bug or something, so.
How's she this morning?
She seems to be okay. I saw her on the way out, but I don't know how she's feeling.
Is she going to go to work?
I'm not sure, because it was literally, she was walking down the stairs and as I was leaving, so I didn't get to ask her the question.
Oh, I hope she feels okay.
Yeah, I'm sure she's all right, yeah.
My daughter's woken up with a sore throat this morning, so she's off school.
Oh, great, so it's going around.
It must be, I don't know, yeah, I got the message of Dad, so I had to go down and get a Panadol and do the usual, you know, parental stuff, tucked her back into bed. Oh. Told her, just you relax a bit deep.
Chris Fade, did you go into a room where someone has a sore throat?
I had a mask on and had my shirt over my face.
Okay,
I was more like, you know, me being a germaphobe and all.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I got into bed last night at like 9:45, which is usually a little bit later. I tried to get into bed by 9:30 yesterday. And then it just took me a while. I was booking some flights because we're, you know, for the summer vacations coming up.
Yeah.
Right. So I was on that. It was such a pain, by the way. I'm booking for my parents and my brother and my sister-in-law, right?
Yeah.
We're doing a little Italy travel, right?
Cute.
So I was on the website and there's 11 passengers and I'm putting all the details in, right?
Oh, this is where it can all go wrong.
So I got to the last page where you just have to go to make the payment.
Yeah.
And then I realized that one of the names, it said Mr. Brianna.
Oh.
Okay. So, and I was like, oh gosh. So I called the airline up, and shout out to Fly Dubai, by the way. I'm flying Fly Dubai.
Okay.
Because I called up the airline, and I got this amazing customer service woman and she was trying. I was asking her if I go back.
Yeah.
Will I lose? Because it took like 35 minutes to put everyone's details in.
You got to double check.
And she tried to help me out, and then she came back with basically like, "Hey, I don't know. We're not 100% sure if you click back." So we did it together on the phone.
She was holding your hand.
Yeah, I clicked back and it disappeared.
Oh, wow.
So then I put it all in again, which was fine. It took me another 30 minutes. So I got to bed at around, I was about 10:20.
Yeah.
I was about 10:20 in the evening. And then I'm sleeping with this Apple Watch on.
Yeah.
And it starts vibrating because someone's ringing me at 10:36.
Who would do that? Who would do such a thing?
A delivery.
10:36. Get out of here.
Only in Dubai do they want to deliver at 10:36 in the evening.
I've had later than that, though, before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
It was an Amazon. It was Amazon. I ordered a kettlebell, a 20-kilo kettlebell, and it arrived. I didn't get it because I was half asleep.
They couldn't leave it at the door?
I guess not. I just got a message this morning saying that we've tried to deliver this product. It did not get delivered. Please call this number. So now I've got to call the number. Should I call the number on the show right now?
Yeah, imagine you have to go and pick it up. That'd be annoying.
Go. Do it.
You want me to call it now?
Yeah, do it.
800-5. Okay. This is great radio.
Yep.
I tell you what's going to be better radio is the three cars we possibly give away today. Maybe two, maybe one.
From 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, you guys aren't working now, huh? But I had to get your call. Yeah, exactly. All right, I'll call them at 9. Someone remind me. Okay. A couple of cars to give away today. The pop quiz returns. We're talking. There's a controversy in the NBA, the basketball, but it's baby related. I'll explain a lot more coming up. But firstly, can you call us? Get us on the show right now. Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. And I want to find out how your morning's going.
Pick my hits.
I like the name Gilbert, and he's on the phone right now. Hi, Gilbert.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing today?
What's going on, man? What's happening with you?
Man, I'm still in the grind. Yeah, I started yesterday at 5 in the evening, and we're still super chest until now.
Well, hold on a second. You've been working since 5 in yesterday afternoon?
Oof.
Yeah.
What do you do?
We work in the retail, so it's more of a food store, so we're preparing ourselves for stock take and going on till now.
Stock take. Yeah. So can you get out of there soon?
I think I'm going to be out in a couple of minutes.
All right, brother. Good on you. Mate, I remember doing stock take when I was working in Australia. That was the worst because you knew you were going to be there for an extra 10 hours.
Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't, it's the shift that you either didn't want or you wanted because you got,
overtime.
Yeah, in Australia, you got overtime, so you got paid more when you did stock take. And that's just like looking at all the stock, making sure what's in the store,
the check. It takes a long time.
Oh, Gilbert, thanks, bro. Thanks for hanging. And I'm glad that you got us on the show as well, just to let us know that. That's beautiful. Gilbert, can you help us choose the next song that gets played right now on Virgin Radio? Is that okay?
I definitely would be so glad.
All right, awesome. Thanks, man. All right, so let's go. Nala's got the first choice. What do you want?
I want Neil, Let Me Love You.
Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you. I know you're trouble. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, okay. What do you want, pretty?
Part of the song? Okay. I want Backstreet Boys, Everybody, Please.
Everybody, yeah.
Thank you, Rossi.
Everybody.
I think you need some energy, Gilbert. How about this? Darude. Sandstorm. Old school.
Gilbert, you and me are the same. You love this. Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
It's my life. It's now or never.
They're your four options. Which one do you want to choose?
Well, of course, I've got to say, It's My Life.
Gilbert, you know, when you got on the show, I knew you were a good guy. And not only are you a good guy, you know good music as well. And that's,
I've got a thing for it.
Yeah, I can tell. He's just a good guy. He loves life.
He is a good guy.
Listen, go home soon, get some rest, and just remember, it's your life, Gilbert, all right?
It's my life.
That's right. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Give me a point.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
It's Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. That is Bon Jovi. It's My Life. Give me a point. What are we on right now?
Chris, you're on 10 points, yes. Wow. Which is a big deal. I'm on 6. Nala's on 5. Yay. Rossi's on 1.
Okay, there we go. So it's we like it. We like the little pick my hit segment that we do nice and early in the morning.
I think this time around it's been like all over.
Yeah,
which is
everyone's
nice.
Getting
yeah.
selected. I'm trying not to be so good, you see.
Right. It can be hard for you, Chris.
And that is a hard thing for me to achieve. You're right.
Yeah.
Adam Adeen, you might hear him at night filling in for Maz Hakeem. Why are you coming up to the microphone?
Excuse me. Don't touch my mic.
Come. I'm joking. We wanted to talk to Mike. It's too nice. It's too nice. Adam, I just want to. What are you drinking? Just explain to everyone what you drink.
Here we go.
Every morning.
Oh.
Every morning.
All my Lebanese, Argentinian, Syrian people. Mate, you all know what it is.
Hold on. I am Lebanese, and I did grow up in a fairly Lebanese household. I have never had that before in my life. It is Lebanese?
It is, and I am shocked to my core. How do you not know mate?
Okay, here we go, guys.
Oh, you mean mate.
What?
It's mate, isn't it?
No, it's mete.
Do you know mete?
Yeah, of course.
Why? Growing up with it?
Yeah.
You guys drank that as well?
Yeah, it's so good. And my friends, they are closer to like the area where the mountains are in Syria. Mm. That's when they drink it more.
So, I don't know. If you guys know what mete is, let me know. 0487155444.
M-A-T-E, mate.
Mete.
Is it really called M-A-T-E?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Australian then.
Yeah.
Mate. but it's like some type of herbs with water?
Yeah, it is. It's just like a plant with water. It comes from Argentina, but one of our great-great-grandfathers from Lebanon or Syria.
Brought it over. They stole
brought
it.
Brought it over. Yes.
They went to Argentina, stole it, brought it over, planted it, then it took over all of Lebanon. Instead of the cedar tree, it should be the mete. No?
Should we change the flag?
Have you got more on me?
Yeah.
Have you got more of that with you? Or you only bring enough from home?
I just bring for the cup. I can bring some
tomorrow. Can you bring a little bit extra? Let's all try it tomorrow in the morning.
Where'd you buy it from?
Because Adam always... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Some place in Sharjah, I think. My dad knows. Yeah, he'll tell me.
Am I going to hallucinate or anything?
No. So this is what Adam explained to me. I was like, why do you drink this? Like, what's the benefit? And he goes, if you love coffee, you're going to love this more. Because it's like 10 times... The energy of coffee, right? Yeah. That's what you said, right?
It's like, so coffee has like 40 milligrams of caffeine inside.
Yeah.
And mate has like 58 or something. Okay. So it has like 1.5 the amount. So it wakes you up more. But the interesting thing with mate is it's coffee makes you crash, right? When you have the coffee, there's a moment in the day where you're like, okay, I've crashed.
Mm.
With mate, you don't feel it because you crash over 2 hours instead of right away.
Oh, interesting.
So 80 milligrams of caffeine?
That has 80. Well, you know, just have you ever heard of Red Bull?
Virgin Radio
104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
Well, let's go through a little bit of the Met Gala and all the after parties and all the drama that went down. So everyone thought Katy Perry was at the Met Gala yeah. and was loving her look, including her mother. Her mother was very proud of her daughter.
Okay.
It was all AI. She was not at the Met Gala.
Are you serious?
Neither was Rihanna. If you've seen that photo, Rihanna did not go to the Met Gala. It was all AI people. So yeah, they're
why
AI.
Would they, why would they fake that?
Because it's AI. People love doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Sam Smith was turned away at an after party. Apparently, Sam was not on the list. They tried three times. Like, his whole team tried three times to get in, and they were like, nah, dude,
that's embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
Sam had to turn around. Ex's Kendall Jenner, Bad Bunny, got a little cozy at one of the after parties. Cardi B, Offset, also seemed to be okay.
Offset!
Beyonce did not walk the red carpet at the Met Gala, was not inside the gala, but did go to an after party. Also, if you're wondering, a little
cheap.
Bit...
She didn't want to pay for the ticket.
$75,000, yeah. You know?
She's like, babe, we don't want to go. Let's just go afterwards to the parties. It's
also,
free.
Also, if you're wondering, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, his fiance.
Bet you they went.
Yeah, of course they did. How many bodyguards do you think they travel with?
Five.
Seven.
Oh, wow.
Just in case you were wondering.
There we go. So, seven.
Yeah. Now, if anyone watched the roast of Tom Brady, not live.
I did.
Not live on Netflix.
Ah.
There's a little bit of a change.
Wow.
The booing of Kim Kardashian.
Has been taken out.
Is edited out. You know what's interesting is I watched it after, right? And I saw all the memes going around about Kim Kardashian being booed. And when I watched it, I was like, it wasn't that bad. But if you listen to what actually happened during the live broadcast,
oh, no.
It was 10 times worse.
I know a lot of people make fun of your height.
Oh, yeah. I watched it not
all right,
live.
Kevin.
And it wasn't this bad.
It was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
No,
yeah.
they quickly cut in. So just so you know, a heads up, they've edited that part out.
I felt sorry for Kim there. I don't know why. I felt sorry for her. Because
she took all the jokes like a champ.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job.
And her bit was great as well. Whoever wrote her jokes did a great
job. Yeah, did a good job,
And finally, Drake's security guard, this is serious stuff, was shot outside his Toronto mansion. Witnesses are describing the incident as a drive-by shooting. This is something that, you know, we all have heard of all too well, and it's ended very badly. An ambulance transported him to the hospital. Luckily, it is non-life-threatening injuries. Police have not confirmed if Drake was actually inside of his $100 million home at the time. And the shooting, of course, comes during this time where he's in this feud with Kendrick Lamar. So, of course, people are coming up with their theories.
Well, I hope it's not Drake-related. Maybe this security guard just had bad beef with other people going on. But hopefully. I hope this is not going to now domino effect into another shooting on the other side. We're in the whole Tupac Biggie. I don't feel like Drake is that. I feel like he's more PG-ish. But yeah, I don't know.
But you know, Drake's OVO store in London has been vandalized.
Has it?
No.
Yeah, like, this is what's starting to happen now. It's like the fans are starting to take over. And
East Coast, West Coast? Type thing.
Yeah, like they went to his OVO store and they like started spray painting stuff on his store and all that
stuff.
I
love his OVO.
So.
I go to his OVO store always in LA. It's at the Grove, and it's such a good store.
A nice
spot. Jake's released like a whole bunch of like tracksuits and shirts, and he's got a cool gear too. A place to hang out. A lot of people go there. It's like price wise, it's like medium. It's not too like out of control.
Yeah.
You know. Well, we'll watch this space. Yeah. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Tomorrow. We are doing our Virgin Radio photo shoot. It's like, isn't it school photos? We do it for Virgin Radio. Mm-hmm. So all of us get together, all the presenters, we all get together and we go to a photo studio and we start taking photos. And it's not easy.
Because?
Well, it's because you think I don't want to have fun.
No.
Yeah.
What?
You make it so stressful and miserable for the women.
Well, the reason...
You do.
Well, Because you guys take like 2 hours to do your hair and makeup, and so us guys
just
sit
there. That's an absolute lie. I'm literally done in 25 minutes.
Yeah, but then there's Maz, then there's Nala, and we all just wait there.
I know, but these are our photos that go across billboards around this country.
Yeah.
We want to look nice.
We've never had a billboard in the last 10 years. We asked
for
a billboard.
No, we did have it in the last 10 years. We did have it once.
Where?
Once
the big one.
Yeah, once in the last 10 years.
They don't give us billboards. We're not good enough for them.
But do you understand what I mean? Like these photos, we want to look good, but you make it so stressful, I'd rather not do it.
I don't want to do it.
So don't come.
I'm ready to do AI. AI Chris Fade is fine.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'll do that.
I AI'd myself the other day for a photo that they required. I just gave them an AI version of me, and it worked. It looked good. I looked better.
Okay, how'd you do that? Just ask ChatGPT or whatever?
I don't know. I got a video guy that does it. Right. So I just messaged him and said, could you send me 2 AI photos of myself? And he sent them to me.
Well,
so he said to me, what do you want to be doing? I said, I just want to stand there. He was like, what do you want to wear? I said, a tuxedo. So he sent me one with a tuxedo.
That's unbelievable.
And it got used. It got like, it was on a massive billboard. I'm looking at it going, wow, that's pretty crazy. It's not real.
Well, your hair is shorter this time, so it should be quicker, right?
Guys,
I have never taken more than
30 minutes to be ready with hair, makeup, outfit, or shoes.
Oh, they've given you an incorrect answer.
She is so quick, you can't even say that.
You cannot ever say that I take long to get ready. Yeah. Ever in your life. I am super quick.
Okay, but then we've got Maz.
Oh, Maz is the one.
Maz, who does the night show here, she's like 2 hours in.
Okay, but she wants to look nice.
Yeah, what's the problem?
That's what I don't understand. We just want to look nice.
Yeah, and plus we have more things to do.
But you got to understand that there's like Rossi and I and like Eddie. We just want to sort of rock up, smile.
That's what you get to do. You're lucky. We have to do hair, makeup.
Yeah, but we have to get there at whatever time and then we just sort of sit on that couch for like 2 hours.
Yeah, because you don't have to do so many things.
But hold on. Prithi said there's no group shots.
Correct.
Not one.
Not
even the Chris Fade show.
Only Chris Fade show.
Oh.
So the three of us will take a photo. Four of us will
take a photo. I'm happy not to be in the group shot if it's going to be too much. Okay. I'll happily ask them to just put me in later.
Just you and I, Ross?
Because I don't like being stressed because I feel like it shows on my face when I take the photos. Because I'm like stressed
that's
out.
That's age.
No, it's not.
It's age. You look stressed out when you get older. I mean, I see it in my face.
Because like
I think you look younger than that photo there.
Because I'm not happy. Like, because it's just like I have this guy looking at me the whole time, going, "Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?" And I'm flustered.
Ruining this photo shoot. We haven't even started. You're very aggressive. There's a lot of negative energy. I'm not sure if I want to do it either.
Okay, I'd rather you not and I go.
What's the time? Like, what's the schedule look like tomorrow? What time are we meant to be there?
I'm there for 10:30.
And what time? Who's going first with the photos?
Brent.
Brent.
Before me.
They've put Brent.
I know.
Brent.
Worst mistake.
Brent doesn't wake up till 10 a.m.
I know.
He's going to hold us all behind.
I know. Oh, Worst mistake.
That's horrible.
I'll try to go as early as I can, like race. So I bet if I go after the show, Brent will still not be there. And I'll be there first. So I'll try to get it done
quicker. What time am I meant to be there?
I think 11.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Well, I'm there for 2 hours. I'll do 2 hours.
What?
What?
2 hours in total. I won't do any more than 2 hours.
Well, that's an improvement because usually it's 90 minutes and I'm out.
No, photo shoot day, 15 minutes and he's out.
Yeah, you take my photo, I leave. I've got things to do, places to be.
2 hours?
I don't want to take photos. You know what? We take 900 photos and then literally one photo is ever used.
Exactly.
It's one photo that gets used. Sorry, I'm mimicking the photo that gets selected.
I need to learn some poses.
See, like now, hold pretty, on. Pretty,
Rossi,
please.
What are you going to do now?
This is it.
Do not dye your hair. Are you dyeing your hair tonight?
No, I don't think I should.
No, leave it. You look good. You
can Silver Fox it.
Have a shave.
I had a shave last night, yesterday.
Now, you've just started wearing glasses. Will you wear the glasses in the photo?
No.
I think you should.
I think so, too. I think it looks nice on you.
I think it's a new Rossi on you. Wear the glasses.
No.
I think you should take some with it and some without, and we can decide later.
Okay.
Do not bring the Everton top. You're not allowed to wear it.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear the Everton.
What's the dress code?
Black and white.
So it's
no,
it's just
black.
It's just black, right?
Yeah, just black.
That's great.
All black.
That's great.
Don't mess it up.
Okay, I'm going to go and get some nice fitting shirts, I think.
Good on you.
You know, like ones that fit nicely.
No brand names are allowed on it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, highly anticipated. We'll go live. I'll go live from the photo shoot tomorrow.
Yeah. No.
Just whilst all the girls are getting their makeup, I'm going to go live on my Instagram.
Love that.
All right. Look forward to seeing these photos. Hey, if you want to win a signed photo of Maz Hakeem, get in contact with us. Just WhatsApp Maz to 048715544. We'll take a photo and I'll get the very cool Maz Hakeem to sign it for you and deliver it to you personally.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's good.
All right, done. William, do you really want this photo?
Yep.
All right, I said if anyone wants an autograph photo of Maz Hakeem, she's back tonight, by the way, on the radio from 7. She's been away for a couple of weeks, to let us know. So you actually want the signed photo?
Yeah, I do.
All right, mate. Well, why?
Because every night when I come home from school, I'll listen to, like, her show, and I just feel like she's a better radio host than you guys.
In your face, Kristen.
He's talking about you too.
Yeah, he's talking about you.
No, not Rossi. Not Rossi and Pretty, just Chris.
Oh. Who's this kid? How old are you?
Oh, he's amazing.
Huh? How old are you?
14.
Yeah.
Go on, William.
Have some respect for your elders. All right? Little 14-year-old, you're lucky you're not here right now in front of me.
What would you say? Yeah,
you'd be putting the corner soap in the mouth.
It would be time.
That's what happened to me when I was 14.
Right, call back anytime you want, please, my friend.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you an autograph photo of myself, okay?
I want Maz.
Nope.
No, you can put it on a dartboard. It's great.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, wait. I do have a dartboard. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
What is happening here?
Ross is planned, William. He's a plant.
He's a plant.
He's been planted.
I've never met Rossi before.
Oh, I'd like to meet you, though. You sound like good fun.
Come into the studio now. Why don't you come in and hang out? Oh, that's who's that? Who's that? Who's in the car with you?
That's my dad. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, your dad's the instigator here. I should be talking to your father.
You want me to come down to the studio, you said?
Yeah.
I can't this week. I've got choir.
Oh.
You got choir, that's
cool.
I'm
on Monday.
I'm being nice. I'm just going to leave it there. William, thanks for listening to the show. I'll try to get you a signed version of Maz Hakeem, okay?
Picture. No, not Maz.
Yeah, I'll get Maz photos.
Not the human, please.
Yeah, okay, sure. All right, there we go. Thank you, William. Call anytime. Block his number.
I love him.
Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank. Let's get it. Oh, yes, Maddie, you've got through. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
You superstar, Maddie. That's my grandmother's name and my niece's name. I like that name.
Aww. Maddie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Is your name Madeline?
Me and my sister are just on our last drive to school today. It's my last day of school.
Oh, my gosh. It's ironic. It's your last day of school and you finally got through to the pop quiz.
I know. We were like, we'll finally try today. And then we got through.
Oh, that's so great. What school do you go to?
I go to Death.
Okay. So how do you feel like being the last day of school?
It's like quite a surreal type of thing. Like I've been at the school as well for quite a long time, so it's quite surreal, but I'm excited for university.
Ooh.
Good on you.
Oh, that's great that you're going to uni.
Yeah, what are you going to study?
I'm studying geography with business.
Geography and business, very interesting.
It should be interesting, hopefully.
So what does that get you into, like travel?
Selling rocks.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, what do you pretty
get to
much.
Travel? You get to go to travel? Is it a travel sort of job that you'll get out of? I don't know what that will get you.
Yeah, hopefully. Or kind of, I'm looking to maybe go into a bit more of like climate change consulting.
Oh,
wow.
You know what?
That's good.
I think that's a great move. I think that's going to be, you know, very, very popular in the future.
Yeah. All right. Well, good on you, Maddie. Well, listen, let's get you some money right now. You can use this towards the university, hopefully. 10,000 dirhams cash is what's up for line on with Rack Bank. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you get wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're all good. Here we go. Come on. Last day of school for Maddie. She's 18 years old. Let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What rapper sings the songs of Ossy Bop and Big for Your Boots?
Oh, Stompy.
Who directed Who directed the movie Get Out?
Oh, pass.
Which artist released the album Folklore in 2020?
Oh, pass.
Which British band wrote the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, Queen.
What does AI stand for in technology?
Artificial intelligence.
Who is the current CEO of Tesla?
Elon Musk.
What luxury brand uses a logo known as the LV monogram?
Louis Vuitton.
What country was the DJ Martin Garrix born in?
Oh, Netherlands?
True or false, David Beckham played for Real Madrid?
False.
Who teamed up with Ed Sheeran? Who teamed up with Ed Sheeran for the song Sing?
Time
is up. Oh, 700 dirhams, though, is all yours. Congratulations.
You were great.
Yeah, you did really,
That's
really
so
well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Jordan Peele directed the movie Get Out. It's a good one. It's a weird one. Folklore is Taylor Swift's 2020 album.
Oh, no.
And Pharrell teamed up with Ed Sheeran for the song called Sing. That would have got you the 10,000, but that's not a bad one. 700 dirhams is all yours, okay?
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, guys. That's really made our morning.
Well, listen, Maddie, you have a great last day of school. Thanks for listening over the years and enjoy university, okay?
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. Have cool. a
What Bye-bye. What a superstar.
Yeah.
We got the you guys best listeners in the world. Really.
Totally.
It's Virgin Radio. I've got average co-hosts, but the best listeners.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Woo! I think we're giving away 10 cars, roughly. I've lost count.
Yeah,
I've lost many count. Brand new cars we've been giving away. Big shout out to Al Haptor Motors who have joined the party. If you don't know what's going on here, those floods that we got hit by, so many of you lost your cars. We knew here as a family, that is Virgin Radio 104.4, we knew here on the Chris Fade Show we needed to give back. And we got ourselves some 10 cars to give away. And then Al Haptor Motors said, you guys are doing 10, we're going to come do 10 with you. Yeah. 20 brand new cars to give away, giving back to people that truly need them. Not to people that are, you know, got enough cash flow to get another car.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the people that are really, really struggling.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what it's all about. That's what this country stands for. That's what this city stands for, right? It's mm-hmm. it's about giving back. And we're hearing different stories throughout the week. And we're about to hear another one from Ananth, who's with us right now. Good morning, brother. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. It's a Wednesday. I feel great. Everything's good with me. But tell me, like, what's going on? Like, you lost your car in these floods, did you?
Yes, I did. And it was a misfortune that struck me on that day on April 16th that I cannot get out of my life right now. It's been traumatizing me for the past 3 weeks and so, and it's been hitting me so hard. So on that day, I had my car parked in the basement parking.
Okay.
And I had a meeting with one of our suppliers. So I had to go take a taxi to avoid all the floods and rains. So by the time I finished the meeting and I returned back home, it was quite late in the evening. I was completely exhausted in the meeting. So I decided to take a power nap maybe for 20 minutes or so. 20 minutes, when I look outside, everything was okay. A slight drizzle in the rain, no problems in the parking and out. Then what was 20 minutes turned out to be 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up to an automated voice of alarms and sirens going on in the building, asking to caution, evacuate the building, return to the assembly point. And I was like, what on earth is going on? And I hear the cars and sirens going, bam, bam. And I was like, whoa. So I look outside my balcony and it was pitch black, completely dark, no lights. So I go there, took my torch in my phone and switched on. It's like a sea in the basement. A sea. There were cars, SUVs and everything completely submerged in the water, including mine. I had a devastated look into that. I don't know what to do. For the next few minutes or so, I was shocked, terrified. I just sat there for I don't know how long, just looking at it, because my car is gone. And I don't know what to say. I was out of words. I was shell-shocked. I don't know what to do. I ran out when I saw that the whole premises had been flooded. I couldn't do much. I wanted to save my car, so I stepped out into the flood, and my water levels were up to my midsection, chest level. And any further, the security guy stopped me. No, don't go, sir, because it's almost 2 meters high. All the cars will be gone, and if you go there, you'll be drowning. So I stood there helplessly watching my car dying in the flood, and it took them 5 days to clear out the water. I didn't know what to do. I called my wife, who happens to be in India. She was sleeping, and I told her, honey, I lost the car. I was like, what's going on? The car, it's been flooded. I don't know what to do. I mean, it's been with us for almost this many years. It's been with us as a family. We had precious moments with it. That car was part of my life all this time. I had bought it 6 years ago, paid off all the dues, everything. It belongs to me. It belongs to my family. And it was a part of a family. And completely in the water for 5 days. I don't know what to do. I was so shocked. I started calling my parents, called my wife. She was my emotional support. I couldn't sleep for the next 24, 30 hours. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat anything. I had lost it. I was calling for all help. Like, I don't know what to do because this is coming so fast. It was like...
So the stress that I can hear in your voice right now, why is it? I mean, can you go out and buy another car? Can it be insured? Can it be fixed? What's going on with the car right now? And what's going on with your cash flow?
My cash flow is really struggling, and I don't have the ability to get the car fixed. I did take it to a garage. The garage told me that it will cost around 20K just to inspect the car, and the repairs or the replacements of the faulty units will take more. So that will add up and it will cost more than the car. I don't have that kind of financial help with me. So I also looked at the possibility of finding some cash, but I don't have the funds right now to buy a car because it takes a lot of funds and planning.
Are you working? Time.
Yes, I am working.
Okay. Well, that's good that you got that job.
Yeah, and I will be really struggling to meet ends, and this out of nowhere has hit me so hard. I mean, financially, emotionally, physically, I mean, it's been living a nightmare for me for the rest of the last 3 weeks. I'm not able to get some sleep. It's been like stepping into a nightmare and waking into another one. I didn't know what to do. Even now, every time my wife is checking on me to make sure that I'm okay, I'm eating well or not, because I keep on telling her, you see, it's been like when you lost something so close to you, it's been part of the last 6 years, and you still cannot find a way to live without it. And I don't have a means to get a new car with my current situation going on. So path forward, I told her, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a financial means. I have looked all the options, but the door seems to be closed on me. Everything I go and I ask, I make calls and try to see something, any help, nothing has worked so far.
All right. Well, Anand, what I want you to do is maybe just first of all, take a deep breath and relax, because I know sometimes in those dark times it can be a lot. I can see it in your eyes. I can hear it in your voice. But do me a favor. As soon as we get off this call, can you call your wife and just tell her everything's okay because you just got a brand new car?
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
For real, you got a brand new car. Dubai gives back. Virgin Radio 104.4, Al Hub Tour Motors, The Chris Fade Show. Brand new car coming your way, all right?
I don't know. I mean, thank you. Thank you. I just don't know. I don't have the words. I don't have the words.
Well, I'm glad you had a lot of words, and now the words have stopped flowing right now.
I've been through a lot. I don't know what to say. I've been going through a tunnel of absolute darkness. I didn't see light at the end of it. I didn't know what to do. Back forward, I was really, really hoping that I would cling on to something. But thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you, Virgin Radio. I mean, I just need to...
Well,
I just need to...
I appreciate you telling your story, mate, because I know it's not easy to get in front of everyone and just start sort of talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, yeah, we're doing what we can, man. We're doing what we can. When Dubai gives back, well done. It's a team effort here. Give him a big round of applause, guys. Hopefully we get you. Hopefully this is one step on getting you back on your feet. Go and enjoy this brand new car from Al Hub Tour Motors and Virgin Radio 104.4. Ananth, congratulations, all right, bro? Call that wife.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Virginia. Thank you so much, Al Hub Tour Motors. I mean, this is something I can never forget for my entire life. This is like restoring my hope. I feel like a new man, like breathing a new soul into a broken, new life into a broken soul. I mean, I feel like a revitalized human now.
My man. Give him a big round of applause. That is so cool. Afro, you're just hearing this in the car on the way to work. What's going on with you?
This was so strong, Chris. I mean, I swear, proper happy tears. I think this is what UAE is, like, you know, being together, being a community, and being there for each other. Love you guys. That was really nice.
Thank you, Afra. We love you too. What up, Oasis? You feeling that as well, man?
I'm definitely feeling that.
I know, right? It gets emotional. Too early in the morning to cry. Too early in the morning to cry. Too early in the morning to cry.
Yeah, absolutely. We just moved here not too long ago, and my son never listens to the radio, but every morning it's turned into a ritual to listen to Chris Fate.
Love him.
Say hi, Chris Fate is on.
Hi.
Hey, my little man, what's going on? Welcome to Dubai. Welcome to the UAE, all right?
Yeah, much appreciated. Keep up the good work, guys.
We will, mate. God bless. Thanks again. Thanks for everyone listening right now. Lugina, you're hearing this as well.
Hi, good morning. I was just all teared up. Just hearing you guys. I don't even know who this is, but I just was able to connect to his story, and I was just saying, you know, you bring tears to my eyes every morning after you started this initiation. So hats off to all of you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for listening as well. Guys, Dubai gives back, and it lives right here only on Virgin Radio 104.4. 20 brand new cars to give away. I think that's car number 10 or 11 or 9. I don't know where we're at. We'll get the numbers, but there's more to come, so keep it locked. We've been working this show together for a while now, I think 12 or 13 years. And
I love that the number just
I don't know. I don't know how. How long were you doing this show together for?
I just saw, actually, I've got it saved on my desktop here. It's a message that I sent to you in 2011. And it's basically saying I'm going to start on Monday.
So 2011.
There you go.
Yeah, so how many years is that?
Read that.
Let me read it. Oh, I have to touch his computer, though.
Oh, you can't.
Can you guys get me the disinfectant? this is from me on. I go, bring ideas. The show is sounding wicked. This will take
it to the next level.
No, this is going to make it explode. Rossi says, working on them as we speak. Some good ones for you to check out. Then I questioned, said, are you starting on Sunday? Now, this is on January, February, March, April, May. May 31st, 2011. I said, are you starting on Sunday? You said, yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday, obviously, being the we used to have the Sunday to Monday work, Sunday to Thursday working
so
week.
And I worked voluntary for 3 months, and then I started being a full-time employee from July.
So, okay, but together then. So from the 1st of June, 2011, how many years is that? Because pretty, you and I were doing the show together for at least a year before this guy rocked up.
I don't think so.
Yes, we were.
Why do you like to question my life and my work that I've done in this station?
Pretty and I did this show for a year without you.
More than that.
No.
Okay. You know what? My whole life is a lie.
Is
Rossi,
it?
Yes, it
What's
is.
Your name?
I don't know. I didn't do any work on the show, Chris.
When did Chad leave? What month?
Rossi, I was on the show when Chad was here.
Yeah, I know.
So I've done the show with him.
Yeah, but you weren't full time, I don't think, till...
So it doesn't... Okay.
So my 2 years does not count since I was
What's
not...
What's it got to do with you?
Full time.
Oh, Nala and Rossi now at it.
I'm not talking about...
Now,
I'm talking
just
about pretty.
Anyway...
I just hate when you 11, say that.
So 2011 to 2024, how many years is that, guys? 13, right?
Yeah.
11 to
13. All right, so 13 years we've been doing this show together. Now, over the years, Rossi, can I just focus on you for a moment? Rossi came in as a bit of a producer of the show. You know, and when you're a producer, you need to be really, really good with what? Time management.
Yeah.
You need to be articulate.
I'm very good with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Time management, fantastic. You've got nothing to say about that at all.
Okay. What's that saying where you have to cross your T's, dot your I's? You know that saying?
Yeah.
You got to be like real, like, you got to be real specific. You
gotta, what are we talking about here?
Okay, so yesterday. Now yeah,
are you going to talk about
I'm
it?
I'm saying this on the radio.
Find the details. Is that what you mean? Like,
okay, so yesterday, and this is just one, and I love working with you, Ross, and I'm so happy that you work on this show.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
I know what's happening here.
Because it's these things that just make me want you on the show. So yesterday, we're going to be having Martin Garrix, by the way.
On the show tomorrow.
Yeah, is he going to come on though?
Well, I hope so.
Okay, so Martin Garrix is meant to be joining us on the show tomorrow. Martin Garrix is performing at Atlantis The Palm. By the way, if you want a couple of tickets, I'll take caller 10 shortly at 04871-5544. All right, Martin Garrix tickets. We've got a couple, and
yes,
I want to give them
we
away.
Have a pair, yeah.
Now, Rossi was in charge of liaising with Martin Garrix's team.
Yes.
PR manager, yes.
Yep, the direct PR manager of Martin Garrix. Martin Garrix is classified as one of the top five DJs in the world. He has amazing success, and we've interviewed him before, and he's fantastic. So yesterday, Rossi, you were on email with the PR manager. Now, when you do an interview with an artist of a certain caliber,
correct,
a.k.a. Martin Garrix,
mm-hmm,
the PR agency, the guys that look after him, do ask, could you send some questions that you think you're going to ask Martin Garrix? We want to clear them. Now, what we do usually here on this show is we just send anything. And then when the interview's on, we ask them whatever we want. But just so we can make them happy,
yeah,
we ask them, we send questions like, are you excited to come back to perform in the UAE? What are we expecting to see you on stage?
Yeah.
You know, we do very generic questions. Now, for some reason, and I don't know why you decided to do this, Rossi asked AI to write 5 questions for Martin Garrix.
Let's go back to the thing I'm good at, time management.
See?
It's faster, it's quicker, and it's...
You know,
we all know we're not going to ask the questions anyway. We'll do what we want, and if they don't want to answer the question, they say no. So
no, I don't think using AI was a bad idea. I think that's smart.
But you got to check... I would be checking the AI. AI is still
in its... This is where it fails.
AI is still in the beginning of its stages, so...
It's wrong all the time. Like, I should have learned my lesson here, because... Sometimes I get them to write my pub quiz questions.
Yeah.
And they're wrong.
So Rossi's asked AI, artificial intelligence, to write these 5 questions. He's just copied, pasted, sent it to the direct manager of Martin Garrix.
PR manager, yeah.
All right. So then eventually...
Otherwise known as Miss Attitude.
Yeah, she did
That's
not,
a lie.
She did
was
not give you attitude. So Rossi then...
Come on.
No way.
I'm not getting involved in this interview now. You can do it on your own.
So we get a message from the PR rep, Rossi does.
Yeah.
And then he messages me going, oh, I'm not dealing with this Martin Garrix person anymore. She's giving me huge attitude. I'm off this interview. I don't want to do it. And I said, what's going on? He said to me, well, I sent some AI questions and some of them aren't right. And I said, okay, send me the email transcription. Let me read through it myself.
Just some finer details that are incorrect.
So then Rossi sends me the email back and forth with this woman, right? And then after I read it, what did I reply? I replied to our group, Ross, I actually don't think she did anything wrong. You've sent questions. He's saying, tell us, talk about your new album.
2021.
The album came out 3 years ago. And so she's replied going, he's got a new album that was not released in 2021. And then Rossi's replied going, well, sorry, I've asked AI. Then you admitted that you asked AI. Then she came back going, we would really like Martin Garrix, if he's going to sit down and do an interview with someone that person does know and has taken the time to do a bit of research. So then Rossi...
Yeah, well, how rude is that?
That's not rude.
She was actually really kind.
I thought she was fine.
Do you want me to read this? I've got it. Right, read it out what she says. Like, I'll do it. Yeah, hold on. Where is it?
Rossi, you sent a message saying, don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
She doesn't know us.
Yeah.
You're talking to her like she's me.
I've been in this job since 2011. Look, I know what
this
I'm
is
doing.
Rossi says, this is the question that she's put in. Rossi says, tell us about your latest track, Love Runs Out. She replies with, Love Runs Out is from 2021 and is nowhere near his latest track. His latest release is IDM EP with the tracks Carry You, and she goes on.
Not a very good name
but
for
can
an
you
album.
Can you read the part where he says, don't worry about it, we'll be all right?
Yeah, hold on, let me find it.
That was my...
Yeah.
I said,
then, sorry about the... This is Rossi. Sorry about the questions. That what happens when you ask AI, I suppose. Be assured that we keep everything we do positive. Don't worry. We've interviewed him twice before. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
I sent them the
Thanks.
Link. I sent them the video link of us interviewing him. Like, and then the one that got me was... I asked the question, sent the question, you featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, how was that? She replied with exclamation marks in bold red, he has never been on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine. Take this out. Aggressive.
Because he's never been on the cover. You can't.
She's like,
that's like minor details. Like, he should take that as a compliment.
That's like someone interviewing you and going, I see that you're the biggest Liverpool fan. You'd be so hungry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Angry, not hungry.
And hungry.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So, are you this interview that we're going to do tomorrow with Martin Garrix, are you on or off?
I suppose it's got nothing to do with him, is it? But if that woman is on the Zoom call,
she will be.
You better apologize.
And apologize. You're in the wrong, Ross. It's got nothing to
do. Just because I did an AI mistake.
Mistakes. Rossi. Obviously, they don't know you. Their job is to make sure the person interviewing their artist actually knows what their artist does.
Do you want me to read the reply that she sent after I said, sorry, I asked AI. Sorry, that's not the concern here. But as you understand, we always want the people who are interviewing Martin to have done their research.
Yes.
Instead of asking questions that date back to 2021.
It's respect. Yes. It's respect for the artist.
A lot has happened in the meantime, so can you please share an updated list of questions? Thank you.
And then I sent you questions to send.
All right. Well, you maybe remain silent on the interview tomorrow. Martin Garrix will join
us. His loss.
On the show tomorrow. I'm a huge NBA fan. Love it. They're in the playoffs right now. One of the play... Now, do you know what the playoffs are?
Yes.
Pretty you do. Ross? Nala?
No, I don't.
It's probably something similar to football.
So basically, they play a whole season. All these teams play a whole season. And then at the end of, like, I don't know how many games, let's say 70 games, they go, okay, who are the top 16 teams? They are in the playoffs. All right, number one versus eight, number two versus seven, number three, you know what I mean?
And when you get to the top, you win the championship.
Then each two teams play, then the other team goes forward, and then they play the next two. It's like a round robin.
So it's divided into an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference, and they're round robins on each side. So I support a team on the Eastern Conference. Chris supports a team on the Western Conference.
Okay, well, you know when Chicago Bulls won the championship? Is it the same thing when they won six championships? This thing, is that what it is?
Yeah, they go through the playoffs, right?
Okay. So to get to the finals.
It's not like the football Premier League where whoever's at the top of the table at the end wins. It's like you can be at the top of the table at the end of the season, but no, then you go into the playoffs.
Right.
And the playoffs is where it all happens.
Yeah.
And each team plays each other seven times, best out of seven games.
Yeah, best of seven.
Best of seven.
Seven games?
No, but you can sweep in four, but it's best of seven.
So it's so good. Like, it's so good. Yeah. So, like, you know, LA just lost to Denver. So LA Lakers and Denver Nuggets played against each other, best of seven games, and Denver took us 4-1 or something like that. So
now
we're out.
Denver progressed to the next round.
Well, how are the Celtics doing? Because they're one of the best
Celtics
of all time.
Celtics are still in.
Two,
yeah, they're doing pretty well. Yeah. Timberwolves are doing really well. So this is the question when it comes to the sporting teams, because this one I thought about a lot last night. Rudy Gobert, who is one of the best, he just got Defensive Player of the Year, by the way. He plays for the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
He missed their game two yesterday. Now, he's one of their strongest players. Like, he's a key player for the Timberwolves, right? Now, he did not play game two of the playoffs. This is like a big game.
Intense pressure.
Huge. The reason why, his wife was having a baby.
Oh. Right.
So he stayed out of the game.
Fine. 100%.
Okay, this is what I want to ask everybody right now. 0487155544. A professional athlete at the top of his game sits out of one of the biggest games of not only his life, but his players' lives as well. It's game two in a playoffs. They need the win. Is it okay that he said, hey, my wife's having a baby, I'm not going to be at this game? Or should he be like, well, hold on, you paid millions of dollars. Can we see how much he's paid?
Yeah,
you paid millions of dollars to play for this sporting team. And, you know, unfortunately, the responsibility at that time is to, you know, play for that team. I want to get everyone's thoughts on it. 0487155544. How much does he get paid?
$41 million.
A season or
yeah,
just...
Yeah, yeah. No.
He gets $41 million a season. So should he be... Should he be responsible of playing for that team when he's paid $41 million?
Okay.
So, Rossi?
Right, I've got two views on this.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is family comes first, even like the top professionals. Like, I remember Alex Ferguson, a football manager, saying, when it comes to family, you should not mess about with it. You know, if someone's passed away, if someone's being born, go. The other thing I could suggest was that could she not, like, have had a planned birth a few days before the date fixture, maybe? You know what I mean? Like,
why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
Does she
want
to do a natural birth?
Don't know.
Was it a last minute, you know?
Don't know.
Like, because she could have, like, done it on another day, maybe?
Farhan, you've called through. What do you think?
So, hey, Chris. Big fan of you.
Thank you, brother.
And I think he should just stay over there, not play, because they already got Anthony Edwards. He's on the rise.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards, they're calling the new Kobe. By the way, the Timberwolves played the game without him, and they won by a lot.
It was 106-80.
But I thought if they lost that game, could have it brought, like, more attention to this. One of the top, like, sporting reporters, Gilbert, has said, he rips into Rudy, saying, you skip game two for the birth of your child? Please. You're a professional athlete getting paid $40 million US dollars a season. I'm sorry, you're at that game.
What?
See, here's my theory. I believe he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. If he played that game, I believe he would have been off his game.
Yeah.
Because he would have been thinking about his girl and what's happening with the birth of his child.
And a life of regret if he missed it as well.
Maybe you're right. Darren, what do you think? Should he have seen the kid or played the game?
I totally agree with Preeti because, he would have... He has to think about his future as well. And, definitely he would have been off, if not on this game, in other games.
Yeah.
So it would definitely be a wise decision to have some time with the family so he's, happy and on his A game and very happy that he's become a father.
All right, yeah, cool. I mean, listen, they did a poll on Instagram and, 78% of people are saying he made the right decision.
Yeah. Here. Now, Chris, you have not said if he's made the right decision or not. Father of three children.
I mean, is it bad that I'd say I think I'd play the game?
Really? It's just your opinion.
And I think my wife would understand.
But let's say your wife understands. Would you not go like, I don't want to miss this moment? Like, it won't come back.
It's his first kid, by the way, which I think is a big thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the birth. Like, an Everton player just had the same situation the other day, but he was there for the birth. But, like, helping out at the start, he was still playing his football. So
Rudy couldn't make it back.
It was in Denver. The game was in Denver. The wife was in Minnesota.
Flights, everything.
He couldn't get there. He physically couldn't get there.
Even on his private jet.
Doesn't it?
I mean, I don't know, man. I think I would have played. Like, even when we had the birth of all my kids, I've always...
You went to work, I think.
Went to work the next morning. No, yeah, I was there in the delivery room. But, like, a couple of hours later, I came to work.
Yeah,
but
you were there.
Yeah. Especially first kid. Like, imagine how scared she would be.
Also, you are a health hypochondriac. You're telling me your head would have been clear playing that game, thinking about what your wife is going through? No chance.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people saying, what happens if there was complications?
Yeah.
How could he ever live with himself? Robert, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you should put business or sports ahead of family ever. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
And I watch a lot of sports, and if one of my players wasn't there in board of one, wasn't there, and he missed the game, so that I would understand that.
Okay, yeah. I'll quickly put it into this perspective, though, for you, Nala. Mm. Who's your favorite driver?
Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay, Daniel Ricciardo needs to finish this last race to win the entire F1 championship.
Yeah.
His wife is giving birth at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Daniel then doesn't race that race.
Yeah.
and he goes to the berth and he loses the entire F1 championships. You're okay with that? You think that's a good decision?
Yes. I think family over everything.
Yeah, but you got to think about the implications of the team, like the management, the team that has put in millions and millions of dollars.
But again, I think they'd understand. Plus, Daniel is one race car driver. Like, there's a whole team. Like, it's a basketball team. He can.
Yeah, I think it's two different. Yeah, it's two different series. And also, it was game two. If it was like game seven of the finals, the stakes are a lot higher.
Okay.
I mean, like, yeah.
Omar, your thoughts on this?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, mate.
I think some of the players, they prefer to have the game, by the way. Because sometimes, like, they were dedicated to their children, to their baby boy, baby girl, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, no, I hear that.
I think it's up to the player himself.
I agree. I think it's the player himself. Of course, you want to be in the room when you give... there is no better feeling in the world, and I've been there three times, when your baby is delivered. It is totally a beautiful moment. But I got to say, good on to the Denver Nuggets. For obviously, the Minnesota Timberwolves, should I say, because I'm sure that would have been a hard one for them to have to do as a business. And again, he's one of their star players. It's not like he's just like coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Our WhatsApps have got everything.
That guy Gilbert said, you know, that the sports guy that you mentioned earlier said, it's a baby, bro. It's going to be there when you get back.
So bad.
How terrible.
It's funny. Some of the WhatsApps coming in. First, one I love is, if it was Kobe, he would have played. Rest in peace. Because that's the Mamba mentality. Nothing stops. Yeah, I think he would have played. Another one, Chris only cares about fame and money. Shame. No, okay, cool. Sure, if that's what you think.
No. Sorry, that was me.
Dubai gives back. On Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Guys, we have to really find out how many cars we've given away.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? How many cars have we given away? We've got to work that out. We're hearing stories every single day from people that have lost their vehicles in those horrific floods that hit the UAE about 3 weeks ago. But we're giving back, and we're giving back as a family here on Virgin Radio, here on The Chris Fade Show, and with our very good friends at Al Haptor Motors. If you've got to buy a car, go and talk to the team down there. They're fantastic. They donated 10 cars for this. That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're hearing stories. You've gone to virginradiodubai.com. We've got a whole committee here that are going through all the selection processes because we want to make sure that the right people get it. We don't want people to, like, unfortunately in this world, there are people that will try to fake it till they'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try to get a free car when they actually could probably afford one.
Yeah.
We're doing all we can. We're asking for Emirates IDs. We're asking for insurance. We're asking for bank statements. We're asking for a lot because we want to make sure that the right person actually gets it. Now, in this case, we've actually got Ankit, who's actually nominated somebody. Now, Ankit,
that's nice.
We've got you on with us right now. Ankit, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Chris.
So, brother, tell us what's going through your mind. Who did you nominate and why?
So, I happened to nominate one of my colleagues, Venkatesh.
Okay.
He's been a colleague for me for the last 7 years.
Okay.
And I know him personally. So, this happened when, you know, at the time of rain, I was stuck at home as well.
Sure.
But thankfully, by the grace of God, you know, nothing happened. My building was safe. My car was safe. But when I ended up speaking to Venkatesh, I was trying to call, you know, friends who were living in areas that got affected. So when I called up Venkat, he told me that, you know, his car was submerged in water.
Hmm.
He didn't have electricity in his house.
Oh, wow.
So, and, you know, fortunately, you know, Virgin Radio was doing this campaign of giving away cards. So I just thought, why not? I should nominate him because I know that, you know, he needs it. And he was trying to find out solutions wherein he can get his car repaired. But unfortunately, the car had, you know, a lot of issues and the garage said it cannot be repaired. And he did not even have like an comprehensive insurance. It was a third party insurance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just happened to nominate him.
Well, good on you, man. That's a good friend. Now, we've actually got Venkatesh with us as well on the Zoom. So I've got the buddies on the Zoom together. Venkatesh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, peace. Good morning, Virgin Radio. I'm good.
You're good, mate. Where are you right now? You look like you're outside somewhere. Where are you?
Yeah, actually, I'm waiting for one of my friends who will pick on the way, so I'm waiting for him.
Oh, because you don't have a car. You're relying on your friends.
Yeah, I had before, but
the day I can't forget how it happened, the flood affected. So I had no choice. I was traveling by metro bus. Now I got a friend, so I'm coming on the way, half of the way. He's speaking into the workplace.
Anything?
I'm waiting for it.
Any way to get to work. Hey, brother. You listen, man, we've seen your story, and I want to say well done, Ankit. Thank you for nominating your friend Venkatesh. What do you do for work? What do you do for work, man?
For what? I'm commuting from Sardar to Albi towards the job region. I'm working with Landmark as a planner. So, to survive every day, I'm traveling from here and there now, no option.
Struggling to get to work right now. Hey, Venkatesh, I've got to say, congratulations. You just won a brand new car. Well done. Wow. It's yours.
Thank you so much. Still, I can't believe that. Thank you, Ankit. Thank you, Virgin Radio. Thank you, Chris. Actually, I was also not even talking. Ankit, I don't know how he came to know about me. Then he called me like he came like an angel and helped me a lot on the way.
I love that.
Helpless. To figuring out the car. I was trying to fix, but it was not happening. So I was now even not clue how to fix the all problem.
You know, well done. That's what a little angel does, like Ankit. Friends help each other out. Ankit nominated Venkatesh, who's struggling right now. No car because of the flood. But Al Hubtor Motors, woo-hoo, Virgin Radio 104.4, you got a brand new car!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
You're welcome, man.
I hope you take Ankit for a ride.
Thank you, Ankit, again.
Sorry, excuse me. I hope you take Ankit for a ride in it, man. That's going to be the first ride you do. Cute.
I think you should take his wife for a ride.
Aww.
And then he could be the second one.
Ankit, how you feeling, mate? You nominated him. You made this happen.
I was actually super excited, I've nominated him. Like, regardless of the outcome, I was just hoping that he should win. But, I'm really grateful to all you guys out there. Alaptur Motors, Virgin Radio, Chris, Preeti, everyone. You guys are doing just an amazing job. Thank you so much, guys.
Aww. Thank you so much as well. Well done. There it is. Dubai gives back right here on the Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4. I think that's car 12 of 20. I need the number.
Okay. 11.
Virgin 11. Days.
I saw something on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
From our very own Maz Hakeem.
Oh, this drove me crazy.
Oh, it drove you crazy, did it? So you know what I'm going to talk about here.
Maz's Instagram yesterday drove me crazy.
Why? Because she was flying first class?
Nah.
Don't be gel pretty. You can get to that one day.
No, I don't care about that. All right. Tell me what
happened. Did she pay for that, by the way? Because I find it hard to believe, but she didn't tag anyone.
What do you mean?
But she mentioned the flight of their company and all of this.
What do you mean?
Oh, this airport's amazing. Look, I'm lying in a rainforest. Yeah. Wow. But did you pay for it, though?
So jealous.
Rossi, you do stuff you don't pay for all the time.
Yeah,
you're on yachts.
And I'm honest about it.
So
I actually pay for my yachts.
So
I used to get them for free, but now I have to pay.
Why?
Because I got so many for free that I think the man thought, Raj thought I was, taking advantage. So then he started charging me.
Maz came back from 7 o'clock tonight. She's been in Australia on a vacation for a few weeks. And
for a few years.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. But she's officially back. Now, on her video, this is something that I realized. And I thought to myself, wow, is this a regular thing for women? And I want to ask you, Pretty Nala.
Yeah.
She was wearing high heels on a flight.
Rookie mistake.
No.
Why high heels on a flight? I couldn't think of not only trekking through an airport, but then on a flight, high heels. Is that a norm?
No.
I would never wear high heels.
She looked far too put together to be on an airplane.
I was going to say, that didn't look like an airplane.
First class. She was trying to,
Yeah, well, that's how she's done it, because they say if you dress up smart and the flight's full, the smart people get bumped up to first class.
Doesn't happen anymore, I don't think, in this day and age.
That's how she's done it. That's how she's done it. I knew she hasn't paid for it.
Like, there are two types of people at the airport, I've realized, okay? There's two types of people at the airport.
Yeah.
Type one is put together, in a sense, looks okay, possibly dressier shoes, maybe nicer sneakers, whatever it is, jeans.
Jeans, I was going to say
put together. Type two.
Giving movement. A lot of people wear the giving movement.
That falls under type two. Type two is where I fall. Sweatpants, yoga tights,
hoodies.
Sneakers, hoodie, no makeup, hair, just whatever.
just want to be as comfortable as possible. Maz Hakeem was type 1 on that flight.
High heels, why?
Can I say something about Maz? I think she's an old soul, right? I think she lives as like a 70-year-old woman.
What?
No, it's a compliment.
What do you mean?
And like my parents, and if you look at your parents when they get on a plane, do you know what? They dress a lot nicer. Because flying back in the day was a privilege to get on an airplane, right? Mm. It wasn't not everyone could get on an plane. You couldn't afford it.
Well, first class was the first form of transport, wasn't it?
That's right.
Economy came later.
So when you flew on a plane, you got yourself dressed up.
Yeah. Wore a suit.
You had a bit of respect for yourself and where you were. Now, I mean, people are rocking up in pajamas.
Yeah, but imagine like a 12-hour flight.
Yeah, but you can change on the flight.
Could you imagine that, Chris, going to Australia, 12-hour flight?
Australia's 14. We spend 14 hours on a flight. I'm very comfortable when I fly.
Same.
You're right. I do sneakers, shorts, and a t-shirt. I never wear jeans. No. If it's more than a 3-hour flight, you'll never see me in pants.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets too comfortable.
True.
The whole thing is trekking to the airport, like you said, the bags, it's a lot. But I wonder if whoever's listening, like type 1, type 2, pick one. Type 1, put together. Type 2. Sweatpants.
All right. Are you sweatpants casual on an airplane, or are you, hey, here I am, just looking a little extra? 0487155444. Can I comfortably say that all of us in the studio are just sweatpants and comfortable?
Rossi, I believe you wear jeans, do you?
Yeah.
Jeans falls in type 1.
Jeans.
I can never
wear jeans on a plane.
Yeah, sometimes shorts.
Yeah, shorts are
smart
the best.
Shorts.
I wear shorts that go above my knees, so when I bring my knees to my stomach, like when I want to stretch a little bit, I don't have anything constricting my kneage.
Kneage?
That's a word.
Is it?
Kneage.
Well, it is now.
But aren't you worried about, you know, something happening? Like, I don't know. Let's move on.
Oh, I'd like to hear more.
No, always like stop myself because I think this could get you fired, so I'll just leave it.
Usually that thought should happen before you even start the sentence.
Yeah, I know.
Rhonda, are you casual or dressed up when it comes to getting on the airplane?
Well, I'm in between. I'm type 1 and 2 together.
How?
I wear nice clothes, but comfortable. But I love to wear sneakers, do my hair properly, but no makeup. So I'm a combination of both.
What about Maz wearing high heels on the flight? Is that a bit too much?
For me, I will never wear high heels, only on events.
Yeah.
But you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, no, I get you. Well, maybe we're asking the right person. Ruth, how do you look like when you get on an airplane?
I'm the third option no one mentioned.
What's that?
Looking homeless, just want to make it to my destination.
That's my girl. That's my sister.
Looking homeless,
get
just want
there.
To get to the destination.
Yes,
talking about Maz Hakeem, nighttime presenter wearing high heels on an aircraft on a flight. Now, I did say that
I'm so happy for her flying first class. That's so good.
No, you're not. You're
so nice, actually. I'm so happy. She deserves that because she's so kind.
Okay, so I know what Rossi's doing right
she's
now.
She's so lovely. Well done, Maz.
Because
well, I'm so happy for you.
Moments ago, Rossi was completely salty, right? Samantha, about her flying first.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, Samantha. How are you?
Here we go.
I'm good,
thank you. Go on.
Listen, no, Rossi, you've got to listen. So I listen to you guys in the morning while I'm getting things done.
Yeah.
And every single day, Rossi is salty. And I'm thinking by myself, is this dude really like this?
Yes.
Because he begrudges everybody of anything nice. He's got an issue with Chris's house, Chris's car, people flying first class. If the wheels were turned, it would be okay. Rossi, what is wrong with you, dude? Why do you begrudge people like good things?
It's a true story.
Don't feel valued here.
But it's because you're salty, dude.
No, don't feel valued.
Yeah, it's his own attitude. You know what did we say on last week's show? What did I say, pretty about attitude?
Attitude is our gratitude. Gratitude is our attitude.
But then you talk about having like loads of money, so you can.
I never talk about
having loads of money. I don't know where you get that from.
We had a topic the other day saying money can buy you happiness. You were saying
that wasn't the topic. He said if a good person comes in and he has cash, that's a positive.
Oh yeah, talking about dating someone with money. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
What was wrong with that?
You said.
So, Samantha, he's salty right now.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
I know. You were listening to him. It's like, it's bad, man. It's really, really bad. Yeah.
Samantha, turn us off then. No. You message us 25 times a day.
Don't turn us off at all. I love Samantha.
Miss Samantha, you're too invested, honestly.
No, not at all. You go. Ross, no. I'd rather lose you than Samantha.
Samantha, are you any good at like jokes and stuff? We could do a job trade if you want. What do you do?
Of course. Listen, I don't think you'll be able to do my job. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah. That's the hardest job in the world. I'll give you that.
All right. Well, Samantha, thanks so much. We're working on Rossi and his attitude. We are trying to get him out of that little hole. He comes out of it sometimes, and then he just jumps back in. It's weird. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So say everyone that you're happy that Maz got to fly first class, Ross. Come on.
You see?
It's hard. I am happy that Maz got to fly first class.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Samantha. Yeah, exactly. Shame. Virgin Radio, that is it for us. Hopefully we'll have Martin Garrix on the show tomorrow. Hopefully.
We'll find out.
Unless Rossi offended them so much. We'll have new cast to give away as well.
Yes.
It's going to be a big, epic show. Don't miss it tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Thanks for hanging out with us again. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.